Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Happy High Sabbath. Hey, baby, that
was
bad.
Amen.
Yeah, I don't know.
Praise God.
Right?
Yes, we
praise
are.
Praise God. Happy wave offering.
Indeed. The Father is merciful, and we are in the wave offering. What is the wave offering? What is that feast to us? So we want to get into that. And why tonight? Well, tonight is the wave offering. The wave offering is the first Sabbath during the week of unleavened bread, which just so happened to be tonight. Amen. Yes. So we want to say happy Sabbath, happy High Day to those of us that are participating. And I want to introduce myself. I am Job Israel, and tonight reading for me is my lovely rib, Rhea Serene Israel. Say Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, King Free. Shabbat Shalom, family. Don't get that itis.
Nah, we good, baby. We good. No, we are so good.
Okay.
Amen. So we're going to get started with this precept. So if we can ask our brothers and sisters, our brothers, if they can stand and face Jerusalem and uncover their heads, and our sisters, if they can stand and face Jerusalem and cover their head as we approach the Father.
Amen. Talking about you. Woo. Amen. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that thy bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Amen. May the Lord bless. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. We have read Psalms 51, verses 1 through 13. In Jesus' holy, precious, mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, and bless us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well and give them to a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercy and endure forever.
Amen.
Amen. So we want to say happy wave offering to everyone that's listening, everybody that's participating, everybody that's keeping a feast tonight. God bless you. God bless the feast. God bless His holy commandments. Thank you, Father, for even giving us a mind to even keep these things. Thank you, Father, for giving us the mind to even have a conscience of these things belonging to you. And also, tomorrow night is the last night of the unleavened bread, in Jesus' name. So with that being said, let's get this started in Leviticus chapter 23 and 1, where all the feast days are listed. And remember, the title of this precept is the wave offering, the forgotten feast of the Lord, the forgotten feast of the Lord. Amen. So Leviticus 23 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Leviticus 23 and 1 reads, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying to them concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations.
Holy convocations are gatherings, people. Holy convocations. Continue.
Even these are my feet.
Even these belong to the God of Israel, Jesus Christ, and the Father. So we don't want to second guess anything that he's doing. He didn't say Christmas is my feast, Easter is my feast. He said these are my feasts. And we're supposed to proclaim them holy convocations. Continue.
6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day of rest and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings.
Continue.
These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their season. In the 14th day of the first month, at evening, is the Lord's Passover.
We celebrated that. Now, we celebrated that day. That was Monday night. Amen. 14 days from the 21st, put us at Monday night at sundown. Amen? Continue.
Verse 6, and on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Now, that would be in Tuesday night. Those of us that keep the prophetic calendar and feast days, that would have been Tuesday night. So now we are in the week of Unleavened Bread. Continue.
Unto the Lord, 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. And the first day ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein.
Continue.
But ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. And the seventh day is an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein.
Continue.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest, and ye shall wave the sheaf before the Lord.
Now, this is that conversation now. See, and that first fruit here, this offering here is different from the Passover. It's very different. The Passover was the dying of sins. The wave offering is the acceptance of righteousness for God by the sacrifice. Continue.
Amen. Verse 11, and he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it.
Now, that's now. Sun's going down most parts of the world, and now we are in the wave offering. That is to say, the first day of the week after the Sabbath. That's now. So this is this conversation. Now we pick up the wave offering. He said, this is also a feast day. So we, before we close out, we're going to bless all the food. And those of us that's listening abroad, everybody that's listening around the world, we want to say, we're going to bless all the food that we have in tonight. Amen?
Amen.
Or today, depending upon what part of the world we're in. Continue.
Amen. And ye shall offer that day when ye wave the sheaf a he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto the Lord for a sweet savour. And the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of a hin. And ye shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, unto the selfsame day that ye have brought an offering unto your God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings.
So here it is. It says it's going to be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. So that doesn't make any difference if you're in Jerusalem or no. It says in all your dwellings. The children of Israel is all over the globe at this time. And those that of us that is coming to the consciousness of God, those of us that he's calling from the world, is keeping this moment, this time, this feast day.
Amen.
Because he called us to keep it. He said it's going to be a statue forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. That's continuous.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen.
That's good right there. What was that, verse 20?
No, I was at 15.
Okay, continue.
Okay, Leviticus 23:15.
Yes, ma'am.
And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete.
So now we're picking up the wave offering is the power of the Pentecost. So without the wave offering, there's no such thing as the Pentecost. And people will have you to think, well, you can't keep the wave offering. Why not? We're keeping all the other feasts. It doesn't make any sense to me why we can't keep that feast, but we can keep all the other ones. You know, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't carry any reasoning whatsoever. Continue.
Amen. Verse 16, even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath, shall ye number 50 days.
Now we're picking up the Pentecost, or the Feast of Weeks. Continue.
And ye shall offer a new meat offering to the Lord. Ye shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be bacon with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord.
See, now this offering here, the Feast of Weeks sacrifice, have leaven in it. That represents those that are coming up in the first resurrection. This is why they refer to it as the first fruits. You see? So we're not dealing with that. We just point out the fact that we have the wave offering is the power of the Pentecost or the Feast of Weeks. Let's look at this a little further. Going to Deuteronomy chapter 23 and 14. Deuteronomy 23 and 14, when you receive a read.
Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 14 reads, For the Lord thy God walketh in the midst of thy camp to deliver thee and to give up thine enemies before thee. Therefore shall thy camp be holy, that he see no unclean thing in thee and turn away from thee. Thou shalt not deliver unto his master the servant which is escaped from his master unto thee. He shall dwell with thee, even among you, in that place which he shall choose in one of thy gates.
Forgive me, that should have been Leviticus chapter 23 and 14.
Yeah, I like
but
that.
Yeah. Amen. So here's the thing. Let's just move on from that. Let's go into Daniel's chapter 9 and 26, because we already read Leviticus 23:14-17. Amen. So let's continue. Daniel's chapter 9 and 23. Will you receive a read?
Amen. Daniel chapter 9 and verse
23. Yes, ma'am.
At the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth. And I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved.
Skip down to verse 26.
26. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the world desolations are determined.
Continue.
And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause a sacrifice and oblation to cease.
Now, this would be the Passover. Now, the sacrifice and oblations was ended because the veil of the temple rent. That was the end of the sacrifices, the Levitical priesthood. Now, we're up under the Melchizedek priesthood at this point. But he said in the midst of the week. When is the midst of the week? That's Tuesday night. So, Tuesday night is the beginning of Wednesday, which is the middle of the week. What do you mean? So, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. All right? So, forgive me. Yeah. Wednesday, it wouldn't be Tuesday night. It'll be Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Amen. And then Wednesday, because he had to be in the ground before the sun went down. Cursed be he that's hangeth upon a tree before the sun go down. So once before the sun went down, he was already in the tomb. So that'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's 3 days and three nights. So what time he rose up on the Sabbath day, God knows. But he did, but he did not leave the planet till the first day of the week, according to Leviticus chapter 23 and 11. He's going to be waived on the morrow after the Sabbath. Let's look at that. Let's go into Matthew chapter 12 and 38. Yes, ma'am. Matthew 12 and 38. When you receive it, read.
In Matthew chapter 12 and verse 38 reads, Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth.
There it is. So now he just gave a time window how long he's going to be in the ground. That's 3 days and three nights, according to the midst of the week, as Daniel prophesied. Amen. So let's look at this a little further. So now he's going to be in the ground 3 days and three nights. That is to say, the Passover, that particular season began Tuesday night. He was on a cross Wednesday morning, and before the sun went down, he was in the tomb. That's the first day. And then that night, which would have been Wednesday night, is the first night. So you got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 days. And then you got Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night. That's 3 days and three nights, as he said here. So this is this conversation. Amen? Amen. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, we're not getting up into the actual suffering of him on the cross and giving his life. What we're going to do is get right into him giving up the ghost. Pick that up at chapter 27 and verse 57. 27 and 57.
Matthew?
Yes, ma'am. When you receive it, read.
Matthew chapter 27.
Oh, forgive me. Matthew 27, 45.
And 45.
Yes, ma'am.
Matthew chapter 27 and verse 45 reads, "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, This man calleth for Elijah. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink.
Continue.
The rest said, Let be. Let us see whether Elias will come and save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in the twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent."
Amen. So now here, that was the end of the sacrificial law right then and there, the end of the Levitical priesthood. Now we are under the Melchizedek priesthood. So now at this point, he is dead. Now we're about to take him off of the cross and lay him into the tomb. Skip down to verse 57 and continue.
Amen. Matthew 27 and verse 57 reads, "When the evening was come, there was a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean and laid it in his own new tomb, forgive me, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed."
Amen. So now they got him in a tomb. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so now. Okay, so this is now still Wednesday. Okay, so now the sun went down. Okay, that's Wednesday night. Now he's in the ground for 3 days. Now, at sundown, that's the beginning of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That's the 15th day of the week. So if all your meals are supposed to appear on the 15th day of the week, then they would be there at that time and that hour. But they're not. They're not. They are. Jesus Christ would have been there then, but he wasn't. He was there for the Passover. That lets me know that Jesus is a witness to the Father that he was there, and he kept the feast as the law said, that all your males must be there at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and he was there. Let's continue. Let's go into Matthew's chapter 28 and verse 1. Matthew 28 and verse 1. When you receive it, read.
Matthew 28 and 1 reads.
Yes, ma'am.
"In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre.
Amen.
And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door.
Amen.
And sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men."
Okay, so now we see we're at the tomb at this point. He's in the tomb. It's the Sabbath day. Because as it was beginning toward the first day of the week, as now it getting as it's getting dark, we're in the first day of the week, which is the beginning of Sunday. So now this would be the first day of the week. Now they had already been to the tomb. Jesus is now risen on the Sabbath day. Continue.
Amen. Verse 5. "And the angel answered and said unto the woman."
Wait a minute. Something is going on with this.
What?
1 second. Just 1 second.
Okay. I think, that was at verse 5. Oh, hold on. Oh, did it blank out? Okay, hold on 1 second, everyone. Hold on. The screen blanked out on him. One moment. Okay. Baby, I think I can hear you on the other line, so the antenna should be working. Yes, baby. Okay.
Hey, man, I don't know what the, man, we was, this here, okay, all right, we're just going to have that conversation with Blog Talk. Anyway, where did we leave off at?
Matthew 28:5.
Okay, Matthew 28:5. Pick it back up at 1. Yes, ma'am. Please, let's pick it back up at 1 and get a clear thought on that.
Matthew 28:1 reads, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week."
Now, this is the conversation we're having now. As it began to dawn toward the first day of the week. Yes, ma'am.
"Came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, that keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come. See the place where the Lord lay."
Amen. Continue.
"And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you."
So wait a minute. He said, now he has risen, but it wasn't the first day of the week yet. Now it's the first day of the week. The wave offering is approaching because according to the law, but he hadn't risen yet. That's the key here. And, you know, and being students of the Word of God, that's been a vibe and a vibration through the class. Well, how we got him here on the Sabbath day, and then he's walking around on the first day of the week. Which one is it? Did he rise on the Sabbath day, or did he rise on Sunday? No, he rose on the Sabbath day, but he couldn't be waived until the first day of the week, because that's the law. People... Easter isn't the resurrection of Jesus. Easter, not saying Easter Sunday per se, but the day that they're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus is actually the wave offering. Mm-hmm. He rose on the Sabbath day. In fact, let's look at that. Let's go to John chapter 20. Go to St. John chapter 20 and verse 1.
John 20:1.
Yes, ma'am.
John 20:1 reads, "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre."
See, now it's the first day of the week. Like it's now. It's dark. It's the first day of the week. While it was yet dark, we are now officially in the first day of the week, which represents the Sabbath day. This is this conversation. Amen. Now we got now he must be waived today. Okay, skip down to verse 15 and continue.
Amen. 20:15 reads, "Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascended to my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God."
Okay, good. Now, here it is. He said, don't touch me yet. He said, touch me not, for I have not yet ascended unto my Father. So he already rose on a Sabbath day, but he hasn't left the planet yet. He hasn't been waved yet. So he's about to get ready to leave the planet and go to heaven. So let's look at that. Let's go into Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4. Let's pick it up at verse 1.
Amen. Revelation 4:1 reads, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, and sight like unto an emerald.
See, now the one that sat upon the throne, what we're reading here, we just picked up the Father in Revelation chapter 4. This is him. Jesus isn't in heaven yet. He's still on the earth. He's having that conversation with Mary. Touch me not, for not I have not yet ascended unto my Father. But we see here, this is the Father. He said, I see one sitting on the throne, one. And it is said this, and he said, one to look upon as a jasper and sardine stone. Now, and it says, and there was a rainbow around about the throne like an emerald. Amen. Skip down to, no, keep reading.
Amen. Verse 4, and round about the throne were four, and 20 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God.
Okay, so now we see that this throne, we see in front of the throne is the 24 elders. Now, these, who are these 24 elders? Well, there isn't any name exactly, but we do understand that they are angels. They are elder angels. To what purpose? God knows. Why do they have crowns on their heads? God knows. All I know is that Jesus is going to end up with all of these crowns.
Amen.
Remember, he said upon his head is many crowns. There they are, 24 of them. Anyway, we're not dealing with that right now. Let's go into Revelation chapter 5:1. Because you said I seen one sitting on the throne, right? So now we got to get Jesus in heaven. Revelation chapter 5:1, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Revelation 5:1 reads, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, filled with 7. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said to me, weep not. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof.
Continue.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes.
This isn't the Passover. Remember, the Passover was 3 days ago. This is the wave offering. This offering is different from the lamb. Remember, but both of them had to be lambs without blemish. But this one here, it was offered on the first day of the week, which is the wave offering. This is what this conversation is. So what did he say? Is that there was no man in heaven, nor in the earth, nor under the earth, was able to open the book and to look thereon. Why? Because he was on his way. This is that conversation. He was on his way. So now we see, he said, now, one that prevailed of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ. And then he looked and it was a lamb. But this lamb, once again, isn't the Passover lamb. This is the wave offering lamb. Continue.
Amen. Having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and have redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation.
Amen. So now he said, now we've been redeemed. Now the Levitical priesthood, you have to be out of Aaron's order. But the Melchizedek priesthood, which is established here, is now without lineage because this priesthood is the Father's priesthood. the Melchizedek priesthood is without lineage because there's no such thing as a people that's referred to as Melchizedeks in the creation. Continue.
Amen. And 10, and God has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
Amen. So he made us unto our God kings and priests, and we're going to do what?
Reign on the earth.
We're going to rule on the planet. We're going to rule on the earth. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. And let's pick it up at verse 1.
Hebrews 1 and 1 reads, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
See, there, at first, remember now we read in Revelation chapter 4, it was one sitting on the throne. Now there's two. There's two now. He sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. That would be the Father. He sat down on the right hand of the Father after he took the book. Continue.
Amen. Verse 4, being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him.
Now he said, and that all the angels of God worship him, right? Okay, let's go back to Revelation chapter 5. Amen. Revelation chapter 5, and pick it up at verse 11, one verse. Revelation 5 and 11, when you receive a read.
Revelation 5 and 11 reads, and yes. I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever.
That made them angels. Because he said, let all the angels in heaven worship him, and all the angels did what? Fell down and did what? Worship him, and there were your 24 elders. Amen. Now, what position, why they had crowns and things of that nature, when God get back, we'll have that conversation. But this here let us know that these were angels. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So with that being said, let's look at this a little further. All right, let's go into Psalms 110. Psalms 1. No. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 45. Forgive me. Just go to Psalms 45 and verse 5. Psalms 45 and verse 5. When you receive, you read.
Psalms
45 and 5.
Okay, 5. Psalms 45 and verse 5 reads, thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemy, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
So now we see that he's been anointed with the oil of gladness above his fellows. So this means that he's the priest of the Most High God, like Aaron was the high priest, but Aaron had his brothers to help with the ministry. Same thing here with the Melchizedek priesthood. He's the high priest of the Melchizedek priesthood, but of course, those that come up in the first resurrection that he saw fit were also put on the priestly garments, and they're going to rule with God, and they're going to be priests of God in Christ on the earth here. But he's establishing here the Melchizedek priesthood. Continue.
Amen. Verse 8, and all thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad.
Wait a minute. He said all of his garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory place or wherever. So right here, verse 8 is Nicodemus. Nicodemus is the same one that met him by night in St. John chapter 3, and he told him that we must be born again. Well, this is his conversation. He was predestinated for this purpose. What do you mean? Let's go to St. John chapter 19, St. John chapter 19, and let's pick it up at verse 39. St. John 19 and verse 39, let's read to the 42. When you receive it, read. Because remember now, he said he rose and he met God, right? And he came and took the book out of his hand. Continue.
John 19 and 39.
Yes, ma'am.
And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100-pound weight.
See, that's what he had on him when he left that tomb. He had this conversation on him. This is what he smelled like. This was from Nicodemus, who just so happened once again to be a Levite.
Amen.
Let's keep that in mind, right? Continue.
Then to say the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes, wound it in linen clothes, with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury.
See, that's what he smelled of. That's where he came. When he rose from heaven, this is what he was smelling of, that myrrh, aloes, and things like that. Right here in verse 8 is Nicodemus. Amen. So with that being said, let's go into Psalms 110.
Okay. Psalms 110.
Yes, ma'am. In verse 1, when you receive it, read.
Psalms 110 and 1 reads. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies.
That's when he sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. That's when he sat down there. Continue.
The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in that day, or in the day of thy power.
See, now all this is going on while Mary is on her way back. We got to continue. Let's keep this in mind. She's on her way back to tell the brethren that she's seen Jesus. And he told her to go and tell the brethren that he ascended up to the Father, because they haven't believed that yet. You know, and I can imagine it was a hard sale, but lo and behold, here it is, right? Continue.
Amen. Verse 2, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion, rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb in the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth.
Amen. What do you mean the dew of thy youth? Why? Because he was 33. You know, he became an ancient of days, but he was 33 years old. So this let me know if he was the express image of the Father, that the Father had to have on the same look. He wasn't some old dusty old dude. There's no such thing as age in eternity. And that lets me know that if him and Adam are the express image of each other, if Adam is the first Jesus and he's the second Adam, that means that they were both identical. So Adam wasn't created as an infant. He was created a 30-year-old man. Continue.
Amen. Verse 4, the Lord hath sworn and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
See, now the Melchizedek priesthood is established. At this point, The Melchizedek priesthood is on lock. So when he died, the veil of the temple rent, and he was in the tomb for 3 days and three nights, as the law said. And on the first day after the Sabbath, he was waved. That's what we read in St. John chapter 20. And he said, touch me not, for I have not ascended unto my Father. But I do ascend unto my Father and to your God and my God. And he did, and this took place. And the Father said, and he came to the Lord, and he took the book, and God smelt him and said, you smell really, really good. And then he gave him the book, and he kissed him. And he took the book, and he sat down on the right hand of God. That's what the wave offering is. It's about him establishing the Levitical priesthood. Let's go into Genesis chapter, Genesis 27 and verse 26. Genesis 27 and verse 26. When you receive it, read.
Genesis 27 and verse 26 reads, and his father Isaac said unto him, come near now and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's son bow down to thee. Curse be everyone that curses thee, and blessed be he that blesses thee.
There it is. So this is the same conversation that the Father had with Jesus when he came and he took the book out of his hand. And he said, see, my son smell as the field which the Lord thy God has blessed. And then he blessed them and said, let all your brethren worship you. And then that's what Jesus Christ, him being made so much better than the angels. So now the angels is worshiping him, but they are the brethren too. Let's not forget about that. He said, let all your brethren worship you. The angels are the brethren. Because they said, well, if you read Revelations chapter 19 and 20, he said, John kept trying to worship the angel. The angel said, do it not, for I am your fellow brethren that worship God.
Amen.
Worship him. So when he said, let all the angels worship him, not only was he talking about them, but he was talking about those that's coming up in the first resurrection. Remember now, this feast, the Pentecost.
Amen.
You see, this is that conversation, right? So let's finish here, and then we're going to bring in the rest of the brethren. Let's go into Psalms chapter 132. Psalms chapter 132. When you receive it, read.
Psalms 132.
Yes, ma'am, in verse 8.
And verse 8 reads, arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength.
What do you mean, rise into thy rest? That's the Sabbath day. That's the seventh day in the creation. That's that 1,000 years that we all looking forward to. That's the reason why we even keep the Sabbath day. Continue.
Amen. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy.
What do you mean a priest be clothed with righteousness? Why? Because God is going to give us a body that pleased him. Wait a minute. Hold that thought, and let's go to Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7, let's pick it up in verse 1, and let's read to the 4.
Hebrews 7 and 1 reads, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the king and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace.
That's why he said, let thy brethren be clothed with peace. Let them be clothed with righteousness. Let thy priests be covered with righteousness. That's him. priest of the Most High God, but he's the firstborn of many brethren. Not the second resurrection, the first resurrection. He's the first one. He said, in fact, the scriptures even say he was one born out of due season. Continue.
Amen. Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth the priest continually.
Okay, good. Now let's go back to Psalms 132, and let's pick it up in verse, where did we leave off? Verse 9? Yes, pick it up in verse 9.
Psalms 132 and verse 9 reads, let thy priest be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy.
Amen, because the Melchizedek priesthood is now established. So everyone that's going to come up in the first resurrection is going to be covered in righteousness. Continue.
For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed.
Continue.
The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne.
Continue.
If thy children would keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon the throne forevermore.
Good. See that? Now, there go the throne. Remember now, he said, and our God in Revelation chapter 5 in verse 10, he said, and has made us unto our God kings and priests. And we shall reign on the earth. Well, there it is. We're going to get these thrones, and we're going to rule with God forevermore. Continue.
Amen. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation.
So God is going to come to the planet. He's going to rule here. That even includes the Father. Continue.
This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it.
Continue.
I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy.
Well, there it is, and her saints shall do what?
Shout aloud for joy.
That's the conversation. And as he said, I will clothe her priests with salvation. And what do you mean? He said righteousness and salvation. I mean, we're not going to die anymore. There's no more dying. There's no more sickness. There's no more any of those things. You've been saved. That is to say you've been saved for all eternity. And it's also letting me know here, he said, and I will abundantly bless her provision. I'll satisfy her poor with bread. What do you mean? That lets me know it's going to be flesh and blood people still on the planet during this time. Why? Because he said this, arise into thy rest. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest. Let's go into Revelation chapter 1 and verse 6. Revelations 1 and 6. When you receive it, read.
Revelation chapter 1 and verse 6 reads, and have made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
And we just found that out. He said, and has made us unto our God kings and priests. The Melchizedek priesthood is established. But the law said, arise to thy rest, right? Let's go into Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews 4.
Amen.
Hebrews 4, and let's pick it up at verse 8.
Hebrews 4 and 8 reads,
yes, ma'am.
For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he had not afterward have spoken of another day?
See, that's the other thing. See, now we're picking up the Sabbath day. He would not have afterwards spoken of another day. That's why David said, arise unto thy rest, O Lord. If Jesus had given them rest, that is to say in Genesis chapter 2 and 1, 2, and 3, and 4, then he wouldn't have spoken of this day. Continue.
Amen. there remaineth therefore a rest.
Thank you.
To the people of God.
Amen.
For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his.
See, that's why we don't work on the Sabbath day, because we want to be here with God. Continue.
Amen. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of
Amen. God forbid. We don't want to, even though we work on a Sabbath day, some of us do. And that's because, and I'm going to tell you something, if we were in our land, we wouldn't be working. And that's true. We just wouldn't. And I know we wouldn't, you know, if we had that choice. However, you know, because we're in our enemy's land, or in the land of our captivity, I would say that, here we are. So they don't believe the day is the day of rest. They believe Sunday is the day of rest because they've been told by the Roman church that today is the day of rest, Sunday. They've been told that by the Roman church that Easter Sunday is the day that he rose and ascended up to the Father, which isn't true. He rose on the Sabbath day, and he ascended up to the Father on the wave offering.
Amen.
Now we see the wave offering is a lot bigger than what people have been giving us, right? So let's go to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4. Revelation 20 and 4. We got one more after this, and then we're going to pray over the food, and we're going to bless everybody and just say, hey, enjoy the feast, right? If you got any questions, press 1 on your keypad. If you have any questions, press 1 on your keypad on your phone. Amen. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Revelation 20 and verse 4 reads, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus."
Just because, you know, you see thrones and things like that, people saying you got to be beheaded to get,
yep.
David is going to get a throne, and he died of old age. Adam is going to get a throne, and he died of old age. Noah is going to get a throne, and he died of old age. Please stop with the lies. Read on.
Amen. "And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
Continue.
But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection."
See, this is the whole thing. In order for you to get be a part of the Melchizedek priesthood, you have to come up in the first resurrection. In order for us to take part in that Sabbath day, if we aren't alive, that is to say, those of us that died, that comes up in the first resurrection, you have to come up in the first resurrection to take place in a day of rest. Continue.
Amen. "Blessed and holy is he that have part in the first resurrection. On such the second death have no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
There it is. So that 1,000 years represents the seventh day. That is to say, the Sabbath day. Now, let's go. I got really one more scripture. I got two more scriptures, actually. But let's just go with the one. Let's go back to St. John. Let's go back to St. John, chapter 20. Because that's where he left Mary at, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Touch me not, for now I have not yet ascended unto my Father," right? So all of this took place while she was on her way telling the brother and what happened, right? Now watch this. Okay, pick it up at verse 17 again. And when you receive it, read.
John 20 and 17 reads,
uh-huh.
"Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God."
Now we just seen that. We just seen that whole conversation play out. In heaven, we've seen him come to get the book. We've seen him sit down on the right hand of majesty on high. We've seen him being declared Melchizedek. We've seen that he established the Melchizedek priesthood and that he established the brethren in the Melchizedek priesthood. Continue.
Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her.
Amen. Continue.
Then the same day at evening began the first day of the week.
See, it's the same day at evening being the first day of the week, so it's still the wave offering. Watch this. Continue.
Amen. Then the same day at evening began the first day of the week when the doors were shut to where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. Came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you.
He walked in the room. They thought it was a spirit. The other scripture said they thought he was a spirit, but he just popped. He already did it. He appeared out of nowhere. He received that body, that celestial body that can go through dimensions, that can go through time, that can walk through walls, that can walk on through light, that can pass through darkness, that achieve invisibility and revisibility. He received that body that has all power, that can move with the speed of light from the planet Earth to heaven in a blink of an eye. And not disintegrate.
Amen.
Here he is. Continue.
Amen. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his thighs. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained.
Okay, good. Let's go to Luke 24 and verse 1. Luke 24 and verse 1. It's the last verse. 24 and verse 1. When you receive it, read.
Luke 24 and 1 reads, Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the scepter, bringing the spices which they had prepared.
Okay, now.
Others with them.
Skip down to verse 7 and continue.
7. Saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of a sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.
Which would be tonight, which is he going to be accepted of the Father tonight, but he rose once again yesterday, which would have been the Sabbath day. Amen? Let's skip down. Skip down to verse... let's see. 36 and continue.
4 and 36.
Yes, ma'am.
And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled, and why do your thoughts arise in your heart?
It's still the first day of the week. They thought they seen a spirit appeared out of nowhere. Continue.
39. Behold, my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Forgive me, handle me, and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have. And when...
You see, so the angels are ministering spirits of flame and fire. They all worship him, yet they are brethren. And likewise, they all worship him, yet they are brethren. But once again, the law is, he said, let all your brethren worship him. That includes flesh and blood and the spiritual beings as well. And he said, now here's the kicker. He said, behold, my hands and feet, that it is I myself, handle me and see that a spirit have not flesh and bone, as you see me have. So the angels don't have flesh and bone. That makes us the difference. God the Christ and God the Father have bones. They have a skeleton. This is why when you see films, the horror films, the first thing they want to show us is that they want to destroy the skeleton. That's their envy. That's the difference between us and them, is the skeleton. Let's keep that in mind. Amen?
Amen.
So with that being said, let's pray over the food. If you haven't prepared anything, you're always welcome. Of course, we have more than enough. So with that being said, Heavenly Father, have mercy on the offerings that you allowed us to prepare before you. Father, have mercy on all of them that put their hands to bring forth offerings for you and for the Son this evening as a witness that you live and your Son lives, and that you accepted him for us in the priesthood and your kingdom. Father, we acknowledge those things, we believe in them things, and we here standing before you as a witness of those things. So, Father, have mercy on the offering that we have prepared before you in Jesus' name. And we thank you for giving us a mind to want to keep this feast of the wave offering in your name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, if anyone like to say anything, we're going to see if there's a number one. If not, we are going to close out and you can grub, grub, grub.
Amen.
Well, there's no hands up. There's a, oh, wait a minute, there's a one hand up. Let's see about this hand. Go ahead, bro.
Shabbat shalom, brother.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Amen.
Can you hear me? I just want to say, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'll just bear with you for a second, please. Yeah, I want to say grace, peace, and people, and that in which is living and live to this day, God willing, breath of life. You know, I just thank God for this wonderful lesson, you know, an excellent lesson that the Lord put on your heart. And great reading as always, Sister Rhea. So I'll be as brief as I can. So, yeah, just bear with me. Hold on one second. I'm just trying to find it real quick. So, all right. So, let me see if I got it correct. All right. So, where I'm going into is Exodus. It's pertaining to the Passover. So, I'm going into Exodus 23. No, actually, yeah. No, I'm going to say, well, yeah, that's fine, too. Exodus 23 and 4. So 3 and 4, it says, relating to law. So Exodus 23 and 4 says, if thou meet thine enemy's ox, surely bring it back to him again. If thou see the ass of him and wouldest forbear to help him, thou shalt not rest the judgment of thy poor in his cause. Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify. I'll be very brief. So Exodus 12. Exodus 12 and 3 says, it says, speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house their fathers a land for an house, and if the household be too little for the land, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make account for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from goats, and ye shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Skip down to verse 11. Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. I'm almost done. So, where is that at? Okay. Right. Numbers. I'm almost done. Numbers 9, I think, is where I'm going. Numbers. Numbers 9. So, Numbers 9. It says, ooh, oh goodness, excuse me, bear with me, please. Skip down to, all right, Numbers 28, and I want to say verse 19. So I'm almost there. People on the line, please excuse me and bear with me, please. Okay, so Numbers 28, I want to say 28 and 16. Yeah, it is. Okay, so Numbers 28 and 16 says, in the 14th day of the first month is the Passover of the Lord, and in the 15th day of this month is the feast. 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. In the first day shall sacrifice made by fire for a burnt offering unto the Lord, 2 young bullocks and 1 ram and 7 lambs of the first year. These shall be unto you without blemish. All right, so, oh my goodness. All right, I got one more for now. I got one more, and I'll be done. Please excuse me, people. So I need to go to Deuteronomy. All right. Deuteronomy 16. Which is actually what's happening to this day. So Deuteronomy 16:1 says, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee out of Egypt by night.
Amen.
I'm about to close with that because, you know, just took us out of the night so we could deserve the day, which is light.
Interesting.
So I thank God. Yeah, so for what I had learned from a man named Joe that God taught him, he took him out of darkness to preserve that which is light. So I thank God for everything that God blessed me with. And I thank God for seeing the light, and all of which I couldn't see in darkness. And with that, I close.
Amen, brother. With that being said, everybody, we want to say have a happy, blessed feast. May the Father have mercy on your feast and your drink offerings. And remember, man, you know, hey, tonight is a night that you can have a little sip. Because he said, hey, and a poor fart of wine, right? Okay, and a little hen, right? Okay, all right. So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone, as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters.
Read your Bible. Read your Bible.
Amen. God bless everybody. Shabbat Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water.
Shabbat
Radio
Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show.